Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Trum ist Perik Yud Aleph Mishnah Tes. Karshine Truma. What are Karshine? Dictionary definition, vetch. It's kind of kidneyous, it's something in the bean family. Do humans eat it? Only if they're in big trouble. If there's a hunger, there's nothing else to eat, a human being will eat it, but it's not something you're going to order for your breakfast, lunch, or supper. Basically, it's animal fodder. Now, this is important, because the halacha applies only to things like karshinim that could possibly be eaten by people. They have no other choice, but generally it's animal food. So, karshinei truma, the din is machilin oisim lebehema ulechaya letanagoylem. A kohen can feed it to his behema, let's say to his cow, to his chaya. Chaya is a wild animal, like a deer, or to his chickens. Now, why do I say it's only negeya to karshinim? Explains about tanura, if it's something that is usually used by people, that people usually eat it, you can't feed it to your behemoth. On the other hand, if it's something that's only animal food, it's bechlal not chazi la'adam, says about tanura, you don't separate trumasimaisis from it. So this halacha applies only to karshinim, that on the one hand, kedushas truma is chal on it, because sometimes a person will eat it if he has no choice, and you're allowed to feed it to your behemoth, being that it's primarily food for behemah. People only eat it if they have no choice. So, karshinei truma, mechilin oisim lebehemah, the kohen can feed it to his behemah, l'chai, his chai, l'tanagaylam, or to his chickens. And the Mishnah tells us an interesting halacha. Yisrael shesachar parat mikayin. A yid that rented a cow from a kayin. Mechila karshinei truma. The yid can feed it karshinei truma because right now it's still the behemah of the kayin. Wait a second. Yisrael, Reb Yisrael, you have truma, you have to give it to the kayin. Why are you feeding it to a behemoth that you're responsible to feed? So, the Farshim explained over here, the kohen is probably happy that his cow is getting the karshinim, because this way he'll give generous amounts. So, Mamela, it's as if the kohen was zoich in it, and Yisrael is just doing his shlichas. Vayitra says the Mishnah. The kohen shesachar parah Yisrael, the kohen that rented a cow from Yisrael, the other way around, afal pi shemzoynei seo olav, even though the kohen is the one that has to feed it, but leich lenu karshinei truma, he can't feed it karshinei truma. Because Lamaisa, it's a behemah of a Yisrael, and you can't feed truma to a behemah of a Yisrael. So, the Mishnah Vayit, Yisrael shasham para mikoyin. Here's the arrangement. The Yisrael says to the kohen, give me your cow. Let's say it's worth 10 dinarim. I'll feed it. I'll give it a good breakfast, lunch, supper, snack. And that cow is going to become a zetzadika cow. When I'm finished with it, it's going to be worth 16 dinarim. I'll sell it, I'll give you back the 10, because the cow was worth 10. We're going to split the profit, I'll give you 3, I keep 3. So basically this yid is doing a job of stuffing the cow, he's going to get 3 dinarim out of it. So Yisrael shesham parah mikayin, that's the arrangement. Zok the Mishnah, lo yachilena karshinei truma. Once the Yisrael was makabel upon himself to pay the full value of the parah, it's considered as if the parah belongs to the yid. Once it belongs to the yid, you can't feed it truma. Vayitra says the Mishnah the other way around. The kohen shesham parah meYisrael. The kohen says to the Yisrael, you give me your cow, I'll stuff it up, and we'll split the profit, and I'll give you back the value of your cow. Once the kohen has to pay back the value of the cow, it's considered as if the kohen purchased the cow, or right now it's more or less his. Machila karshinei truma, therefore he can feed it the karshinei truma. So once again, karshinei truma is basically the only type of thing where we have this halacha that it's negeyah to. Because if it's food that normally a human being eats, you're not allowed to feed it to your animal. Even the kohen can't. If it's food that a human never eats, there's no kedushas truma on it. But karshinim are something that most of the time human beings won't eat it unless there's nothing else to eat. So it does have kedushas truma because it's possible for a human being to eat it. On the other hand, you're allowed to feed it to your animal, being that it's primarily not human food. So you're not bringing it down by giving it to your animals. So the kohen could feed the karshinei truma to his behema, chaya, or tarnagaylam. Yid that rents a parah from a kohen can feed it karshinei truma. The kohen is happy about this, that his cow is getting the karshinim, so he doesn't mind. Kohen that rents a parah from Yisrael cannot, even though the kohen has to feed it, but lamaisa, it's considered a parah that belongs to Yisrael, and therefore it can't eat truma. And the last case of the Mishnah was a Yid that makes this arrangement with the Kayan. Give me your cow. I'll give you back the full value of your cow plus half the profit, because I'm going to make the cow eat a lot. It's going to be worth more. That means it belongs to the Yisrael, being that he owes the Kayan the full amount, and therefore he cannot feed it, Karshine Truma. But the other way around, when the Kayan makes this deal, he's going to fill up the Yid's cow, the Yisrael's cow. Not the Yid, the Kayan's also Yid. The Kayan's going to fill up the Yisrael's cow, meaning that the Kayan has to pay for the original value plus the profit. It's considered the Kayan's cow, and Memela, he could feed it, the Karshine Truma.